Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday, and happy New Year's Eve. But if you're listening to this after New Year's Eve, happy New Year's. We have finally come to the last episode, but before we even get there, how are you doing? I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are having a happy Sunday and that you had a great Christmas and that you enjoyed it and you spent time with your friends, family, even relax by yourself if that's what you preferred. I just hope that you are able to enjoy the holiday, enjoy the season, and that whatever you wanted, Santa gave it to you, and that you were just able to relax for a bit, because I know a lot of us work very, very hard, and we just need a break, and we need a rest, and we need to chill back, and we need to relax. So I hope that you were able to do so, and that your holiday went as you planned or as you hoped, and that you're just able to enjoy it with those around you. But we are now technically into 2024. Well, not technically when this episode comes out, but if you are listening to this after this episode comes out, then we are technically in 2024. But right now we are still in 2023. And first of all, I'm just going to get what I want to say out before I get to all the little sappy stuff. But, you know, I decided to tell this is 2023 because first off, that's like all I've heard this entire year is it's 2023. It's 2023. People are still doing it. It's 2023. And a lot of times it's kind of to justify something that really isn't worth being justified, like just because we're in 2023. But regardless, you know, a lot of times people just said it's 2023, it's 2023. Like it signifies something. And I honestly think that we can say it can signify something, because the things that we do or don't do now, you know, we either accepted back then, even to like 3, 4, 5 years ago, that really they just don't fly today, or they shouldn't fly today. Like they only flew then because, you know, people didn't know better, but now we know better. Or, you know, the things that we do now is because there are advancements. We couldn't do these things 5, 10, 15 years ago, but we can do them now. You know, it's like the people who we are now in 2023, the person we are in 2023, you know, it's different than who we were in 2022 and 2020 and 2015. You know, we are different people now. We all grow, we all expand, we all learn. And so I think that we can take the whole saying of it's 2023 as something to signify that it's 2023. I'm not who I was in 2022. I'm not who I was in 2021. I'm not that person. I'm not who I was. I'm better. I grow and I expand. And so yeah, it's 2023. But again, as this is coming out on New Year's Eve, tomorrow is 2024. So now as we transition and move from it being 2023 to it being 2024, we need to now remember that soon it will no longer be it's 2023. Soon it will be it's 2024. So now you have to think about, who do I want to be in 2024? What do I want to do? What do I want to change? Am I still going to say the things that I shouldn't be saying? Am I still going to do the things that I shouldn't be doing? You know, am I going to stay stagnant, or am I going to elevate? Am I going to work harder, or am I going to chill back? Because maybe I've been working a little too hard, because a lot of people definitely work too hard, and they need to learn to actually do the opposite and chill back a little bit, reel in a little bit. Am I going to put myself first more, or have I been putting myself first a lot? Which there is nothing wrong with putting yourself first. Always put yourself first. I always remember, like, what am I doing? is what I'm doing, you know, going to like get me in trouble, or, you know, is it going to be too much? But also remember and keep in mind that you have others in your life too. So it's like, am I, you know, have I put myself first a little too much? You know, have I isolated myself? Have I forgotten about those around me? You know, what am I going to do different? Am I going to finally start that business I've been holding off on? Am I going to take those courses? Am I going to go to college? Am I going to, I don't know, learn how to drive? Am I going to do whatever it is? Like, what are you going to do for 2024? Right now it's 2023, but it's about to be 2024. What are you going to do to be better? And this isn't some, I feel like this almost sounds like some, you know, you have to be better, you have to grow. No, this is not that. This is not that at all. However, I do feel like we all in some way should think about what we want to do different. It doesn't always have to be, I want to work harder, I want to grind harder. Sometimes it literally just has to be, you know, I feel like I've gotten into the grind culture a little too much this year. I want to chill back more. I want to lay back and watch TV more. I want to seem so chill. People might almost accuse me of being lazy, even though I've been the complete opposite. You know, it's just whatever you plan to do, whatever you want to do, how you want to be different, how you want to change. It doesn't have to be something huge or something big. It could be something so small. But I think we all should learn or think about how we want to change and be different and be better, because we all can learn something. You're never too old. It doesn't matter how old you are. You could be 70 years old. You're still capable of learning and growing. As long as you're still here, alive, breathing, you're still capable of being better and doing something that you've always wanted to do, you've always planned to do. And so think about all you've done in 2023. 2023 has been a struggle for me, okay? 2023 has been like the biggest struggle for me. My goodness, I did not think it would be. I had such big plans that I did not end up achieving. A lot of them I did not end up achieving, which I hate, but such is life. But 2023 has just been, it has been such a struggle for me, but I am definitely proceeding with, I'm going into 2024 with caution for sure. I am, you know, it's yellow light flashing. Like, I am going into 2024 with caution, absolutely, but I still have hopes that I will be better than I was this year. I have hopes that I will be able to get myself out of the funk I was in practically all 2023. I have hopes that I will be able to get out of the hole that I have been in most of, if not all of 2023, and that I won't say that I'll get everything done, because I want to be realistic, and realistically, not everyone gets everything done. You know, you won't get everything done, but I will go into 2024 at least trying my best. I did try my best in 2023, of course, but in 2024, it's game time. I'm going to try my best to get at least most, or even just hopefully more things done than I've, you know, accomplished in 2023. 2024, I really want to go after everything. I want to elevate the best way I can. I want to grow. I want to be different. I want to say, you know, today I'm saying it's 2023, but you know, I want to say tomorrow it's 2024. You know, I have to be different than how I even was a few hours ago. And honestly, it starts before you even get into the year. It literally should have started way before you got to the year, but you know, some people start late. So if you did start late, you know, it's okay. It's fine. It's totally fine. But regardless, we all should want to grow and, you know, change and just be different every single year than, you know, how we were the year before. But before we come to a close, I just want to say thank you guys so much for all of the support you have gotten me through season 6. I can't believe we're closing season 6 seasons. We have gone through 6 seasons. That is absolutely insane. I cannot believe it. And I thank you guys so much. And, you know, I've always been grateful and happy about, you know, my numbers. Every time I check, it doesn't matter if it's technically like a small amount for how long I've been, you know, in the podcasting game so far. Every time I see like a number increase, even if it's just by like 2 or 3 numbers, you know, I'm always so grateful because I just appreciate the support. I'm so glad there are people who actually like listening to me, even though I personally don't listen to my own voice. I'm glad that there are others that do enjoy listening to my own voice to continue tuning in every single week. And, you know, I haven't been the most consistent this year. So I'm so grateful for you all for sticking with me through the season. But, you know, though I have always been grateful and happy for whatever my numbers say whenever I check my numbers, at the end of the season, the numbers skyrocketed. Again, I don't know what happened. I don't know if finally, like, I'm really being pushed out there or someone promoted me and I just don't know who. But regardless, my numbers literally skyrocketed. And I'm talking like 3-digit numbers skyrocketing amount of plays. You know, we reached the goal. We've surpassed 5,000 plays right when I thought I was going to end this year not having that as a accomplished goal for 2023. Suddenly my numbers skyrocketed, my plays skyrocketed, and you know, I've surpassed my goal. And so thank you guys. Thank you so much. And I just hope we continue this. I hope that you guys continue to, you know, maybe replay some of my episodes while I'm on break. I hope that you guys continue to share my podcast. Even if you are if you like to read, I hope you guys decide to head over to my blog as well if you would like to read some of my posts. But yes, thank you guys so much for supporting and for listening and for just always letting me know that you're here, because again, I don't see you. I'm talking, but I can't see you. I can't see that people are listening. I can through the numbers, but you know, I can't physically see that someone is listening. So I really thank you guys so much. And I can't believe that we're ending season 6 still. But before I ramble on any longer, for the last time for this season, don't forget, this is not the end of the podcast forever. Literally just taking a break. I will be back probably sometime in spring, so do not worry. We will be back with season 7, and I hope to make season 7 even better. I hope to be back on my consistency and all of that, and so look forward to that. But for the last time, for now, for this season, for season 6, 2023, I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday. I hope you guys continue to remain safe, to take care of yourselves, drink water, take your medicine if you have medicine that you have to take, and to remember to always love yourself and just keep in mind that everyone is struggling. You're not alone. There's always someone there who feels how you feel, who understands, and that whatever you are going through or dealing with, it too shall pass, and you will get through this and you will make it through, and you may even surprise yourself in the process. And with that said, have a happy Sunday, and I will talk to you all in the new year and in season 7. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.